USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is naming Debbie Birx as a coronavirus response coordinator. She currently serves as the administration's global AIDS coordinator and is a doctor. President Trump named Pence to coordinate the administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is praising the Trump administration's handling of the growing coronavirus fear.
The strategic move will ensure coordination across the government and empower our health experts as they expand access to lab testing, screening, and work with industry on developing a vaccine and a treatment.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is taking a commanding lead in South Carolina just days before its primary. Biden has 36% support in a new Monmouth University poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is next at 16%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is publicly downplaying concerns about Bernie Sanders. The Vermont senator is a Democratic presidential frontrunner.
The presidential is its own race, and I don't, contrary to what you may be hearing or writing, we are all unified.
Pelosi speaking at her weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. Losing a spouse could increase the onset of Alzheimer's disease. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new study detailed in the journal JAMA Network Open found that widows and widowers who already have key markers for Alzheimer's saw their cognitive abilities decline three times more quickly than people with the same markers who were still married. Researchers say the stress of losing a life partner is one of the most devastating and stressful events, so the results come as no surprise. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Conservative Political Action Conference is going on just outside of Washington, D.C., and Vice President Mike Pence is making his 14th appearance at the event.
It's amazing to think, almost 50 years ago, after decades of the growth of government from the New Deal to the Great Society, an outsider came to this podium and said that America could be a shining city on a hill again. Nearly 10 years ago, another outsider addressed this gathering and said we could rebuild our country and that America could be proud again. Ronald Reagan said it was morning in America, and President Donald Trump made America great again.
After over 120 years, lynching is officially about to be a federal hate crime. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House has approved legislation designated lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The bill introduced by Illinois Representative Bobby Rush and named after Till comes 120 years after Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation and after dozens of similar efforts were defeated. The measure was approved 410-4. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill, which designates lynching as a federal hate crime punishable by up to life in prison, a fine, or both.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.